When the tap across from her home dried up in September, Cecilia Crew stopped making soups and scaled back washing for her family of five. She began daily pilgrimages to better-off neighborhoods, hoping to find water there. Though she has lived in El Alto, a poor sister city of La Paz, Bolivia, for a decade, and her husband, a construction worker, makes a decent wage, money cannot buy water. The glaciers that have long provided water and electricity to this part of Bolivia are melting and disappearing, victims of global warming. The retreat has outpaced scientists' wildest predictions. It was predicted that one glacier, Chacaltaya, would last until 2020. It disappeared this year. In 2006, it was said El Alto water demand would outstrip supply by 2009. It happened. Chacaltaya, at 17,500 feet, was the world's highest ski area from 1939 until 2005, when the glacier retreated beyond the slopes. The lodge, still stocked with rental gear and decorated with ski murals, sits mostly abandoned. For El Alto residents, water has been the biggest issue. Though the region's electricity comes from hydroelectric plants, these depend heavily on rainfall and water from the Amazon, so power loss has so far not been a problem. If the water problems are not solved, El Alto could perhaps be the first large urban casualty of climate change. World leaders have long agreed that rich nations must provide money and technology to help developing nations adapt to problems that, to a large extent, have been created by smokestacks and tailpipes far away. But the specifics of that transfer, which countries will pay, how much, and for what kinds of projects, remain contentious.